faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
This was bigger than a speech, Lee. This was generational. This will reverberate for years through American politics. One of the most brilliant political setups, moves I've ever seen. And it's Donald Trump and what he did last night during the State of the Union.
So tonight I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle. If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
Republicans are standing. Democrats are glaring, sitting down with hate in their eyes. Come on. Come on. You prefer American citizens to illegals. Come on. Choose. They can't. Their base will destroy them in primaries. The American people just saw the truth. For the first time. Choose, Trump says, choose. Americans are illegals. They go with illegals every time. And not just illegals. Safety for Americans over illegals. They're with illegals. Unbelievable.
Isn't that a shame? You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Elizabeth Pipko Lee, I thought, had the best analysis of that.
And you choose, like Kaylee said, to take the bait, sit on your hands, and refuse to stand for the people of our country. Mm-hmm. You refuse to stand for a grieving widow, refuse to stand for a mother who's mourning the loss of her daughter, refuse to stand for our military and everything that our country has gone through. It's disgraceful. And I think what's worse is actually Governor Spanberger, when she responded to the speech, claimed that Donald Trump was trying to divide us. Donald Trump gave an opportunity for the whole country to come together once and for all to celebrate everything that we share as Americans. And the Democrats are the ones who decided that they were going to divide us.
Grieving angel moms. Mm, yeah. Five-year-olds with permanent brain damage from illegal immigrants. They wouldn't stand. They just glared. And I got to tell you, last night, whoever operated the camera, this speech was revolutionary. Groundbreaking in that it was done entirely for social media. It was a series of viral moments. And I've been cutting these, Lee, for hours. And they're all 1 minute long. This speech was perfectly timed. There must have been time markers in there for Trump because Trump is never disciplined with this kind of thing. He clipped the applause. He left it go enough time. You could see the Democrats glare, the heat in their eyes. They hate Americans. They love illegals. They even hate the crime rate coming down. They hate the murder rate coming down. They hate removing murderers from the country who are illegal immigrants. They let it. He lets the applause go long enough so you can see the Republicans are standing and clapping. The Democrats are sitting and glaring. And he moves on. And each of these moments is right at a minute. Perfect length for going viral.
Well, this also proved something that you've said for quite some time, that Democrats are more concerned about offending someone than someone losing their life.
Yes.
They're more concerned about the proper use of pronouns than they are about someone being knifed to death on a Charlotte Light train rail. And they just showed that last night once again.
They showed it. And what they showed is another concept I've been talking a lot about. In the future, the Democrats have planned for us. Americans have no, and we're not only second-class citizens, but listen to this again because it's profound. Democrats believe Americans have no right to safety. Safety is racist. Wanting to be safe, wanting not to be murdered, wanting not to be robbed or raped is racist. They can't cheer safety itself. And Trump gave them multiple opportunities. Hey, fentanyl deaths are down 20%. Republicans stand and cheer. Democrats sit and glare. Hey, the murder rate's down 20%. Democrats sit and glare. Republicans stand up and cheer. Fentanyl traffic. Yeah, that's down 53%. Democrats sit and glare. Republicans cheer. Listen to the words again, okay? Yes, Democrats chose illegal immigrants last night over the American people, but listen to how Trump couches it, Lee. It's deeper than that. This is about the right to not be hurt, the right to be safe in your country and to be preferred by the people elected to represent you over foreigners they illegally imported.
So tonight I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle. If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
You heard that. Protect American citizens. That's critical. Protect American citizens. They have scorn for your safety. And I got to tell you what, you know, everybody's known Mark Kelly wants to run for president from, of all states, Arizona, right? Yeah. Where the open border has been a disaster for them, especially along the border. These communities that have always voted Democrat flipped and voted Republican because of the misery. Did you see his face?
Yeah.
The hate and rage when Trump says that. Just anger at the idea that Americans might want to be safe. That Americans might want to have their safety put first ahead of the needs of illegal immigrant rapists and murderers. He's not just sitting down, okay? That alone is a career ender. He's glaring. It was psychopathic, and not just on his part, theirs. They couldn't contain it. They couldn't hide it. They couldn't hide it.
It was not a good look last night.
Oh, it was bad. I'm telling you, this right here, this will reverberate and ring through American politics for years. Now, a smart party would have a war room ready to go, 60 surrogates ready to hit every show possible to drive this home, every podcast, every show, from the smallest to the largest. But it'll be just a one-day thing with us. Yeah. But the good news is that they're at least saying they're going to cut this and continue it. This is how powerful this was, okay? CNN polls viewers of the show, of the speech, at the beginning of it, 54% say they generally support Trump's policies. At the end of the speech, it's 64. All we have to do is stick to the script. That's all we got to do. That's it. Same script over and over again to the midterms. Even with the deck stacked against this Trump, the Republicans, they're going to win. We saw it last night. That was incredible. What we saw last night. Just the absolute hatred. Mm-hmm. It was sad, really.
Yeah, it is. It really is
sad for the country.
Yeah.
That level of hate. But just to be really clearly on what we're talking about here. Do Americans have a right to be safe or do you prefer the illegals? We prefer the illegals. Then he got real specific, which was very smart. Another opportunity to come on, stand and clap. Hey, how about just we get rid of the illegal immigrant murderers and rapists? How about just that? Not only did they refuse to stand and clap, they start screaming in rage. It was glorious. We'll unpack all of this and more coming up next. By the way, we've got some amazing, and I mean jaw-dropping news on the tariffs, Lee. Good news.
Good.
Yes. That's coming up too. I don't know. Who pre-programmed the cameraman? But Trump last night, I think, was the second most effective person. The first most effective person was the person who panned the faces, the right faces, for reaction. After Trump demanded Democrats choose safety for Americans or illegals, and they chose illegals in front of the whole country. Something Americans really needed to see. Because there's this myth out there that Joe Biden, he didn't mean to open the border. He was just kind of demented. That's gone from last night. That's gone. And Trump doubles and triples down. If you put them back, they will open the border again. He finally said it. It needs to be said every single day. I don't care if he says it or one of our surrogates, over and over and over. If you let them back in, they will open the border. And Trump even says they will let in the worst, the criminals, the rapists, the murderers again. They will. They'll do it the second they get power. That needed to be said, and you could see it and who stood and who didn't. But he wasn't done. Okay. Choose American safety or illegals. They choose illegals. But he wants to double down. He wants to get really, really clear here. So he says, okay, the sanctuary cities, the murderers, the rapists, choose. And the camera pans to Ilhan Omar. And she's screaming with rage as he's saying, choose. Do you choose the rapists? Do you choose the murderers? She's wearing that hijab, screaming like a lunatic, pure hate in her eyes. Next to her is the unfortunately wardrobed Rashida Tlaib. She is wearing the Palestinian kafaya as she screams in rage at the idea of not protecting murderers, rapists, pedophiles in sanctuary cities. The American people needed to see this unedited, real time. So it's radio, and I can't show you the rage and the hate as they scream, but you can hear them in the background. And know this, as he's saying this, the Republicans are on their feet. They are supporting getting rid of illegal immigrant rapists, murderers, and violent people. The Democrats are sitting there raging, and Rashida and Ilhan Omar are screaming like lunatics.
You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases drug lords, murderers all over our country. They're blocking the removal of these people out of our country, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
What a contrast. Democrats sitting, glaring. No, we want our sanctuary cities and our murderers. While Trump's getting yelled at by a woman in a hijab and a woman in a Palestinian kafaya, the one the terrorists always wear. Same one. You know the one. White and black fishnetting. Great visual. It's exactly who they are, and I've wanted this for so long. And then it got worse. The whole world watched in horror as, because of Democrat bail policies and loose on crime Democrat policies, Irina Zhurshko had her throat slit in front of the entire world. God bless her mom who was there last night. Now, come on, we can agree that a beautiful young immigrant girl from the Democrats' favorite country, Ukraine, not this one, Ukraine, they like better, shouldn't be brutally murdered in broad daylight, right? Like, we can all come together on that. Nope. Folks, one of the most jarring images of the evening, Democrats glaring. Republicans are on their feet. Yes, yes, we support never making sure no one ever gets some innocent, beautiful girl never gets her throat cut in public again. We support it. Democrats glaring as her mom breaks down. Her mom's in the audience. But folks, you want to see psychopathy on display. This should be in psychology textbooks. Here it is.
Arrested over a dozen times and was released through no cash bail. Stood up and viciously slashed a knife through her neck and body. No one will ever forget the expression of terror on Irina's face as she looked up at her attacker in the last seconds of her life. She died instantly. She had escaped a brutal war only to be slain by a hardened criminal, set free to kill in America, came in through open borders. Mrs. Zhurshko, tonight I promise you we will ensure justice for your magnificent daughter. Irina.
Mom's crying. Democrats are glaring. So were four policies that set criminals loose? Cool. Good to know. Americans tend to dismiss things Democrats do. Oh, they're not as bad as the Republicans are saying. You could see it last night. Angel moms. Come on, honor her suffering. Democrats sit and glare. Republicans stand and clap. How about a black, beautiful black boy who lost his fight with cancer? How about him? Nope. Sit and glare and refuse to clap. Why? Because the child, and he's a child, recorded a pro-Trump video or two before he died? Yeah, apparently. How about, hold on with the music. How about a beautiful Hispanic girl and her father? A girl who was brain damaged by an illegal immigrant Indian truck driver let in by Joe Biden and then given a license in violation of federal law to drive a truck CDL in California, open borders wonderland. How about that? Hispanic family. You know, she's going to need round the clock care for the rest of her life because of the brain damage, because he slammed into her. Kids, she's beautiful. Can you just pretend to give a damn about human life? No, they refuse to stand for this.
And she's here this evening with her dad, Marcus, a fantastic man. Delilah, please, you are a great inspiration. Please stand up.
You could tell it was a struggle for her to raise her hand and wave because of her brain damage from Joe Biden's border policies. But she did it. Come on, you can cheer. Come on, you can have human commitment. No. Dead, cold, rage-filled fish eyes. Democrat Party, y'all. I'm so glad Americans finally got to see it. But here's the thing. This speech was done as a collection of viral moments meant to go viral. The power of it is only beginning this morning as it hits the internet, exactly as 1 minute segments were meant to do. Brilliant.
Our nation is back. Our nation is back. Bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before. Less than 5 months from now, our country will celebrate an epic milestone in American history, the 250th anniversary of our glorious American independence. This July 4th, we will mark 2.5 centuries of liberty and triumph, progress and freedom in the most incredible and exceptional nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And you've seen nothing yet. We're going to do better and better and better. This is the golden age of America.
Democrats refuse to stand. They don't want a golden age for America. They want to destroy America. By the way, a lot of your Democrat friends, some of the fact checks from last night talking about the tariffs, are saying they didn't rebalance trade. Trade deficit flat, about the same as it was the year before. Well, that's true. But it's also true what Trump said last night, that the trade deficit decline, the largest in recorded history. But didn't the Bloomberg headline say that the trade deficit's flat, tariffs didn't do anything? Yes, both are true. What? Folks, there is something so exciting going on here. This is the coolest thing. The numbers just came out. For the year is the trade deficit. So that's the gap between what we buy and what we sell. The world doesn't buy from us. We buy from them. So we're exporting our money and our prosperity. That trade deficit. Was it basically flat in 2025? Yes, it was. Why? Well, Trump didn't take office to basically February, okay? And didn't really have the tariffs fully in place until well into the second quarter. Most of those mean trade deals weren't even cut till at least midsummer, where we really started seeing. So this is really just the trade, the Donald Trump trade framework getting off the ground. And I've been telling you for a long time, look, year three and year four are going to smoke. They're going to absolutely rock. I didn't expect it would start now. Listen to this. A record. Yes. When you look at the trade deficit for the whole year, it didn't really budge. Tariffs didn't really do anything. Again, they really weren't even in place and effective till halfway through the year. What did the fourth quarter look like? This just came out. Listen to this. The fourth quarter, 2025, posted the largest three-month trade deficit decline. That's what we want. We want a decline in recorded history. With a three-month average falling $35.3 billion year over year. A 45% decrease. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see the end of next year looks like. The reduction in deficit surpasses even the peak months of the Great Recession. Cool. Both things are true. So when your liberal friends tell you it didn't make any difference, yes, for the year when it's all averaged in because Biden's numbers were such a mess, you add that fourth quarter and we are beginning to catch fire. And that's before the big, beautiful bill hits in this quarter. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be totally awesome. But folks, the numbers, when you look at the suffering of the American people under the Democrats, 9.1% inflation at peak. Literally 2 years of inflation at between 6 and 9%. 23% total price increases. Do you know what the highest month of inflation under Trump was? Anybody know? Since Democrats like to talk about affordability, 3%. What was 1 month? What was the second highest month? 2.7. What was the third highest month? 2.6. Was the highest Dem month again? 9.1. We spent 2 years over 6%. That's why people are hurting so badly. And the Democrats' only argument is Trump isn't fixing our mess fast enough. Put us back in so we can make it again. We're going to make the mess again. But the numbers are incredible. Listen to this. Under Joe Biden, 126,000 jobs added to the federal workforce. Could you tell any difference in your life? No, it's a Democrat jobs program. Under Donald Trump, 324,000 federal jobs shaved off the workforce. Unbelievable. Listen to this. Middle-class incomes up an average of $9,000 under Trump. So that's taking his first term and this term. Joe Biden's fourth year, after 4 years, middle-class incomes under inflation rose by a microscopic $500 per household. Total for the 5 years of Trump, so first term plus the first, this $9,000 increase. Listen to this. Middle-class inflation-adjusted after-tax incomes are up $4,000 in 1 year under Trump. $4,000 in 1 year under Trump. What were they up under Biden 4 years? $500. And that's why, because it couldn't keep up with inflation. When prices go up by an average of 23% across the 4 years, but your income on average only goes up $500. You can't keep up. I mean, it's numbers. Look at 401ks. Up $21,800 as the stock market hits an all-time high under Trump. $21,800. That's the average increase in the middle-class family's stock portfolio, their 401k. So these aren't executives or billionaires. This is the average middle-class family. You know who the Democrats are at war with. What was it under Joe? Negative $24,000. Negative, a decline under Joe Biden. And so Donald Trump up $21,000, almost made up for the financial bloodletting under Joe Biden. Folks, I swear Democrats make you poor. They make you poor. They make you poor. And these are incredible numbers for the first year. I can't wait to see what next year looks like. That's how you should feel. Lee, the list of stuff Democrats refused to stand for last night was truly shocking.
Yeah.
Keeping violent criminals locked up. Republicans standing and clapping. Come on, we can agree. Nope. Sitting and staring and glaring. How about the decisive military action that brought indicted narco-terrorist Nicolas Maduro to justice? Trump praises our military heroes. Nope, sit and glare. How about protecting minor children from the horrors of irreversible sex change? How about the idea that the government shouldn't seize a child from parents and do the sex change against their will? Nope, sit and glare. They support that. Cool. How about gas prices dropping to multi-year lows? Nope, sit and glare. Not for that. Law enforcement officers respected once again after years of vilification. Nope, sit and glare. How about banning large corporations from scooping up single-family homes? Sit and glare. Ending widespread fraud. Oh, screaming. Sitting and glaring. How about warrior dividends for our great military heroes? A way to help them financially. Nope, sit and glare. Come on. Reducing the deadly fentanyl flow across our borders by a record 56% in 1 year. Come on. Nope, sit and glare. 20% drop in fentanyl deaths. I mean, come on. We can all agree death is bad, right, Lee?
You would think.
No, not anymore. Sit and glare while Republicans jump on their feet and clap. And so you want more fentanyl death? I mean, I wish the media would ask these people.
Well, it's, you know, it's Donald Trump that's dividing America, they say. No, I think the division is already there, and it showed its ugly head last night.
How about the explosive growth in retirement accounts for the middle class, whose accounts went up an average of $22,000 in a single year, erasing all of the losses of the Biden years? Come on. Nope. They want you poor. Okay, can't stand for that. How about a World War II hero who helped liberate the largest internment camp in the Philippines? Come on. Sit and glare. Why? Because he associated himself with Trump, so I suppose he'll be prosecuted later? Isn't that what Susan Rice said earlier this week?
Yeah.
How about ending 8 wars? Sit and glare. How about America's military might restoring respect and fear among our adversaries? Oh, definitely sit and glare. Most of them are allies of the Democrat Party. I mean, this was crazy. They demand affordability. Trump has taken inflation from the high of 9.1% down to historical norms. Hey, are you excited? Nope, sit and glare.
Oh, I'm just very thankful last night that he made a point of showing to the American people, these people talk about affordability. They're the ones who made life in this country unaffordable the past 4 years.
Finally. Yes. Go ahead.
That was it. I mean, I was just going to say that they finally are pointing out in this, look, it is the past 4 years that got us to this point. I've only been here a year. Maybe I was a little too optimistic about how quickly we could get it done. But look, it's not our fault that things are unaffordable. It's the Biden administration's fault.
Yeah. And here's the thing. That should be said every day. But we don't have a war room.
Yeah.
And again, I can't point this out enough. Beginning of the speech, 54% supported Trump's policies. CNN polls end of speech, it goes up to 64%. All Trump needs to do is walk around the country with a teleprompter and read it. And we'll win in landslides. It's how we won in 24. But we have no war room, no discipline, no message, no teleprompter. When he did it for one night, it was incredible, the results that he got. Here's the clip that you were playing, Lee. And this needs to be said over and over and over.
Same people in this chamber who voted for those disasters suddenly use the word affordability, a word they just used it. Somebody gave it to them, knowing full well that they caused and created the increased prices that all of our citizens had to endure. You caused that problem. You caused that problem. They knew their statements were a lie. They knew it. They knew their statements were a dirty, rotten lie. Their policies created the high prices. Our policies are rapidly ending them. We are doing really well. Those prices are plummeting downward.
Lee, Democrats literally destroyed affordability in America with 9.1% inflation and a 23% across the board increase in prices, the largest in 4 years since Jimmy Carter. And now their only argument is Trump isn't fixing their mess fast enough.
Right, exactly.
That is literally their argument.
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
I want to pull this up, and you can see this. It's a chart from the Bureau of Labor Statistics up on my X feed. Please share it. Inflation hits 9.1% under Joe Biden. What is the highest inflation has ever gone to under Donald Trump? 3%. What is the second? That was 1 month. What is the second highest it's ever been at under Donald Trump? 2.6. Almost 2.7. What's the third highest it's ever been at under Donald Trump? 2.6. Highest under Joe Biden, 9.1%. Let's just go through 2022. What was 2022 like? 8.5%, 9.1%, came down a little to 8.5%, then 8.3%, then 8.1%. It would linger in the sevens for much of 2023. So, I mean, when you're talking, this is why they lost the midterms, okay? Yeah. Under Trump, worst case scenario, 3% inflation. It's not great. You want to get it down to 2.5 to 2.2 is the historical norm. But that was 1 month, Lee, 1 month. And we need to hammer this. By the way, when he says, you know, it's down, it's, you know, basically down to the historical norm, they don't stand up. They're not happy. They don't clap. They just glare.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.